Hi, this is Scott Hanselman, and this is another ASP.NET Dynamic Data Screencast. In the previous few how-to videos, we've seen a lot of grid view work and list view work, but it's important to note that dynamic data is a lot more than that. There's an underlying metadata subsystem that you can use in other things. I'll show you an example here where we will take an old address book written in the classic style, and we'll make it simpler with dynamic data. So we take a look at our address book old.aspx. We see our list view, we've got a layout template. In our item template, we see a lot of labels. And inside of those labels, we've got eval. You'll find yourself building a lot of things with eval when you're doing work with data binding in ASP.NET. Hopefully, we'll make that a little simpler. We come down to the details view. We have a list of fields, each done as a template. We have an edit item template that shows us what that item looks like while it's being edited. For example, this one is a drop-down list. And then an item template that shows us what that should look like when it's not being edited. The first name turns into a text box and a required field validator when it's being edited. And it looks like a label when it's not being. And on and on and on. Quite a bit of stuff going on here. Seems like a lot of code. Let's see what it looks like when we run it. This is the original address book. Hit edit. See that these have turned into text boxes. Cancel. They turn back into labels. We switch over to the new address book. Looks exactly the same. Works exactly the same. So what does this code look like? Well, let's bring it up side by side. So first, let's compare the item template of the list view. We've got the dynamic data one on the bottom and the old style on the top. Here, we're using a dynamic control rather than using a label. So we're letting the system make a decision about what it's going to display and how it's going to look. We're just indicating that we want to see the first name and the last name and the email address, but we're not saying what they should look like. Remember in the previous how-to videos, we learned how those kinds of decisions are being done dynamically. We're picking field templates based on type. So the dynamic control is making the decision at runtime as to which field template it'll use. So for example, text is going to be displayed as a literal, while a text being edited will turn into a text box, as well as the appropriate validators for that data type. If we take a look at the details view, we see that there isn't one. All of the fields are being dynamically created because we know their data types, we know what they should be displayed as. So this is considerably simpler if I don't mind the order in which those will come back. Now if I want a little bit more control, come out here and say auto-generate rows equals false. Then I would go and create my list of fields, except rather than being complex and fairly verbose as before, we can just do things with a dynamic field. Now I switch back over to my form, select my name, you can see that birth date is shown up as a date, first name and last name have appeared. I can add dynamic fields as I like, and they'll display. And then I can use all the techniques that we've seen in previous how-to videos to control what those are going to look like. I could make birth date a calendar control. I could add validation. Validation is the most significant aspect of what's going on here, is if we go back to our details view, we notice in the old style, I'm having to create validators on all of the different fields. It's a lot of repeating going on here. If I've got a first name and a last name, those are just both strings, why shouldn't I have that validation being handled by the model? We look at the text edit field template, we can see that those required field validators are already on that field template. So ASP.NET dynamic data can be used inside of details views and form views, just by adding in dynamic field. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing example. If you want, you can just use a few. You can still use the bound field and the command fields and the things that you're used to. But I think if you spend more time taking a look at dynamic field, you'll realize that there's a lot you can control when you centralize your field templates. Thanks a lot. This has been another ASP.NET Dynamic Data How-To.